being a rock and roll star is like a whole nother thing. But to be a preschool rock and roll star.
What was the audience? It's a Hawaii thing. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to It's a Hawaii Thing. I'm Lanai, and that's Brooke Lee.
I'm in a broken chair.
With the Christmas tree sweater.
I'm in a broken chair.
Thanks for joining us. We got a very special guest today.
I think we've both known her for a long time.
Long, long time.
She's longer, though.
Yeah.
Not mostly
because we went to elementary school together.
Nuh-uh.
I did go to an elementary school together.
Lots of them, but not attending. We actually toured together doing entertainment at different elementary, intermediate, and high schools. Telling the kids not to do drugs.
Yep.
And then we would go and do drugs after.
Nah.
I'm just kidding. She was on Magnum PI. She's on Hawaii 5-0. Imagination Mover. She's done. Her resume is huge. Ladies and gentlemen, Wendy Kallio. How are ya?
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Thanks for coming in.
So, like, this is like something we would do without people watching us. So it's like kind of weird.
I'm a little scared to say things.
You can say whatever you want.
We got editors.
That's the beauty of this show. Cody got your back. And then when we don't do the TV part, you can either go deeper if you like.
Don't be predatory. Like,
it's fine.
Don't take advantage of your relationship.
It's a new world.
You can say whatever you want. It's still an old world.
What have you been up to?
Haven't you been up to, girl? I've been stalking you guys on the interwebs.
I've just been a normal person. Y'all been with a job.
Busy, and y'all been everywhere. Like, no pandemics keep none y'all down. No. You guys have been everywhere.
What's the normal job?
The performing arts school, Pōtata Hawaii.
Yeah. How long is it? How many years now?
Ooh, I can't even count.
13 years.
13. Wow. Yeah, I'm bad at that. I'm bad
Matt
at anniversaries.
Sato in the house.
How many students?
Ooh, before the pandemic, like over 600. Wow. And now we're climbing back up. So are we're you, like 550 you, or
still in Wahiwa?
We're in Waipahu, Waipio, actually.
Waipio, I got to tell you a story.
Waipio is the fancy Waipahu.
I never told you this story. But do you, I don't know if you hired him or if he was going there for something because you weren't in town. He was a drummer from Hoaikani and I just forgot his name. I got off the freeway in Wahiwa and there's a guy, we're stuck in traffic and there was a guy with a station wagon and his car was filled with a drum set. Like, you know, you can see inside the car. Yes. It was all drum pieces. Yeah. No covers, cases or anything. Uh-oh. And the front of his car was on fire.
Ooh.
And he was running around the car with a gallon water. I guess he got it out of the trunk and he was dumping it on the car and nobody was helping him.
What the?
And I was maybe five cars behind and I can see it going on, right? Mm. So I pull over to the side because I'm going to go help this guy. And there's flames shooting out of the thing. He has 2 gallons of the Malolo syrup thing, the water, but filled with water. And he puts out the fire with the 2 gallons. Oh. And I run closer to him and he's like, Lanai! You're late. And I go, what's going on? He goes, my car is on fire. And I go, I know. I could see you. Your car was on fire. I said, I'm sorry. And now everyone's honking at me because my car is blocking traffic.
Oh, no.
And they can't see that his car was on fire.
What is this guy
so
doing?
So I get in the car. Listen, I'm going to finish the story.
Okay.
So I get in the car and I drive up and then the traffic's going slow. So I pull up next to him. I go, where are you going? He goes, I'm going to Wendy Kallio's school.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Jamin from Hoaikani, the drummer.
Oh, yeah, we teach Tahitian, so it's probably
it's the weirdest thing. But I haven't seen you in years because you went to do Disney.
Yeah, and then I couldn't decide if I wanted to live in Hawaii or LA, so I just kept moving back and forth. And everyone was like, "Where do you live now?" I'm like,
"Depends on the day."
That's the best job to live all over the world.
Yeah, but now we're here. So
what have you been working on now?
You know, owning a business is
hard in Hawaii.
24/7 gig. It's just, I don't have time for anything else. My agent will call and be like, I have this audition for you. Right. And I'm like, I got to put on the acting hat now. But I do it because, you know, it's fun. It's fun to, you know, get on set every once in a while, remind yourself you're more than just, you know, the dance teacher at the studio.
Right. Well, you are.
So. And you're good friends with my cousin, Tammy.
Tammy, that's my best friend.
Did she get the part? I just saw her Instagram.
She did. She got it.
She got it.
Yay, Tammy!
Good for her.
What are you talking about to the rest of Hawaii?
Tammy
to catch
is
up?
A dancer, and they're best friends. And Tammy auditioned for
this. Like, you had to be age 50 or over. to be like on this cheer squad for
women's basketball team in Vegas.
Oh, this is a news thing that came out. So it's her and a guy, correct?
And she can dance.
No, no, like it's a team squad. Of women.
Oh, wow.
Like the Raiderettes or the Laker girls or whatever.
And I was like, if I was 50 and I was there, I would be right there.
That's so awesome. We got to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Wendy's hanging out with us. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
For all your money needs, Hawaiian Financial Federal Credit Union is here for you. Visit HIFICU.com. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser Digital Full Access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHIGHTHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. We're talking story with Wendy Kalio, dancing. We're talking about that.
It's Kalio Gilbert. Like, let's the elephant in the middle of the room over here.
It's Hollywood, so I don't know if Hollywood people like to use their own name.
I can have three names.
What's your last name?
I never took my husband's name.
That's what I mean. I don't know.
Because there was a Brooke Mel in
the
Sagarini.
So don't give me a bad time about this.
Yeah, there's Wendy Gilbert's like that don't look like me. Kalio looks, you know, you kind of cornered Kalio.
Hey, no offense because her husband's in the room. She'll always be Wendy Kalio to me. We did this thing called Music with the,
Music with a Message, American Lung Association.
Yeah, yep. And we traveled for a year. We probably did this five, 6 years.
How old were you?
I was 17.
You were 17?
Yeah, 18, 17.
No ways.
I was.
For real?
Yeah.
You weren't
in high school yet. You were intermediate school.
I was a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
This
is so weird.
No, you were. She was.
No way.
She was. She was a child. She was a child.
And you were clearly in her mind a steady adult figure.
I was an adult. I was 17.
You doing drugs later.
Yeah.
Facts, Hawaii.
Dare. Remember Dare?
Facts, Hawaii.
So we started at 17, but I don't think you were on at 17. And then like 18, 19, 20, that's when she jumped on the tour.
Yeah.
Because New Generation was on it.
Is this where
Corey
you guys?
Loren.
To slay.
The state. We toured the state.
Is this with, what's his face? No Smoking by Year 2000. What is his name?
Yeah, American Lung Association.
What is the stand-up comic guy's name from?
I don't know.
Noodle Shop. Frank DeLima. Was it part of
that?
No. He was on that.
He was on part of it, but it wasn't his thing. It was American Lung Association. But I-94 put the show together for the American Lung.
Got it.
And it was because of New Generation, which we're all connected to. Yeah, that's how it happened. So we've known each other for a very long time.
So you guys would go to assemblies at all the different public
52
schools.
52 a year.
Mm-hmm. Public schools?
Public schools. And everything. I would miss school to do this.
To go to school.
Wow. So I didn't have the best grades.
Yeah, we were trying to figure out.
American Lung Association.
About 10 years ago, we were trying to figure out how many schools we did. We did 52 a year. And if you do 10 times 52, that's how many schools
we did. Were
you
going to the neighbor islands?
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Were you getting paid?
Yes.
No, not me.
You were on the I-94 payroll at that point?
Yes,
oh, okay. Yeah. So you were just taking, you guys are taking advantage of
part
free
of
labor.
The, no, part of the platform was how do you promote the new artist? She was a new artist, so every show you would have young artists.
But this has
artists.
Nothing to do with brown bags. This has nothing to do with any of this. This was just...
Actually, I was on a show called Saturday AM on Hawaii Public Television.
With Hawaiian Ryan.
Yes, with Hawaiian Ryan.
And that's
Ryan.
How we found her, because Hawaiian Ryan was part of the Three Local Boys.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I shared our story about the wedding, by the way, with Matt. Sorry. It's the funniest story.
It's ridiculous.
It's weird.
It is weird.
Matt agreed.
Story.
Matt thought it was weird too.
He's a great guy. He has a good sense of humor. So it was all good. And mom was drunk. Yeah.
So drunk. She didn't even let us get our first dance.
He did emphasize that a lot. Matt got a little uncomfortable. At one point, he's like, okay, we get it. She was drinking. We can move on from that point in the story. Because I don't think Wendy really wants you to be telling everybody that her mom was like, drunk.
Yeah.
Move on. I was like, Matt, you were raised right.
She was a hot ticket. We all know. Everyone who knows me knows my mom.
Yeah. Yes. So when did you just do Magnum?
I don't know. I forget.
What season? You don't know what season?
Oh, and I just did a choreo on one of them. They had like a K-pop band and they needed a choreographer. So I did that.
Oh, you did choreography.
Yeah, but I did a scene where I was like the massage therapist admin.
Okay.
And like Magnum was trying to cancel his appointment. And I was like, but anyway.
You know what? Henry Ian Cusick hasn't gotten on Magnum yet, so you beat him to the punch.
Why do you think there's so many choreographers coming out of Hawaii? Why do you think Hawaii is such a big dance spot?
I don't know. Maybe because it's we're on an island and we got this like fire. And like in order to just even start a career, you have to have loads of passion to like get yourself off the rock.
Somebody asked me this.
A lot of Filipinos too.
A lot of Filipinos. Passion, yeah. Somebody asked me this about a year ago. They're like, there's so many good dancers out of Hawaii. From Nito Lariosa to Gil. What's his name? Dudulao.
Ooh,
Very good pronunciation.
Wow.
Filipino.
I'm not Filipino. I have to practice, you see.
Wendy Calio. Tammy Tabura. There's so many choreographers coming out of Hawaii.
Yep.
Do you dance?
Sienna Lalau.
Sienna Lalau.
She's amazing.
Have you met her yet?
Yeah.
She's so good.
She came to our studio a couple of times before she blew up.
And got crazy.
We
got to
take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
See Dr. Oda at HEC Medical Clinic Honolulu Specialists in laser weight loss. You can see the change losing 1 to 2 inches instantly. Long's Drugs is always here for Hawaii, providing your family with local favorites, accessible health and wellness services to keep you safe and healthy. Make Long's a part of your day.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. Lanai, Brooke, Wendy hanging out with us, and we're talking about dancers and choreographers. Yes. And what else have you choreographed?
Well, I did choreograph for the Movers at one point, but those guys.
Let's get into it, Wendy. Come on, let's unpack some luggage, shall we?
The imagination
let's
movers.
Let's get into this,
Tell
Disney.
Tell everybody what Imagination Movers was if they didn't
just
get to see it.
Just defined my life when I had my son.
No.
Did he watch that?
Religiously.
Really?
Oh, wow.
And I have
heard
of
things. Wait, does he know
oh
that she's going to be here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
When the first time I met her at this Emmy event, he lost his mind. He's 15 now.
So sweet.
But, like, you're the only reason why he has any identity towards being Hawaiian.
Oh, what?
Which doesn't say a lot for me as a parent.
Yeah.
But you're Hawaiian. I'm not even Hawaiian.
I know, but you are Nina from the island.
I am from the island.
So, you know, he really took to you on the show and Warehouse Mouse, of course.
Yes.
Because why not? But it was like a defining moment. And I would have to watch it with him because I'm the adult in the room.
It's a fun show.
I watched it a few times. You did awesome. Tell people what the show was about in case they didn't see it. And what'd you do on the show?
Well, the show was actually created by the four guys who they were a band before Disney got them, Imagination Movers. And they're from New Orleans. And Disney got a hold of them and wanted to produce a live action show with them. And so they wanted to bring in a couple more characters. At first, my character was a coach, like a coach man.
My character originally.
Oh, okay. And then it evolved into a girl named Carla. And then when I got on the show, they renamed her Nina. And at first I was Latina, 18 years old. And then after season one, they're like, nah, you're from Hawaii and you're about 20 something and you own your own cafe. I was like, okay,
done. Okay, I can do that.
Sure, that's make it cool. My own. Yeah, and so we did 3 seasons. Uh-huh. So about
only 3, it felt longer, girl.
Oh my gosh. Well, they, you know, Disney, they hold on to things and they repeat.
Yeah,
and so
yeah,
you
yeah.
just get brainwashed. Right, it's so right, long. Right.
But you guys did tours. Like, they did concerts.
We did a tour, yeah.
I mean, it was American Idol up in this mug.
It was fun. You know, I did, like, theater, like, national tour theater. I did Bombay Dreams and High School Musical. So I understand the musical theater circuit, but being a rock and roll star is, like, a whole nother thing.
A preschool rock and roll star.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was the audience? Yeah.
Hey, but that's next
audience?
Level. That's some serious
well,
stuff.
Well, because they grew up with you.
We just had a Sesame Street guy on the show, Alan.
We were both excited.
And I'm telling you, that
Mr.
whole
Hooper
lane.
Star.
So cool.
Like with kids, that's
no
joke.
Yeah.
That is some next level stardom.
Yeah, the hard part is when you get older and they recognize you. I grew up with
no.
you. Auntie.
Yeah, they do. And I feel bad. I'm like...
Yeah,
that was a long time ago.
Auntie, you did Birds of Paradise, didn't you?
Oh my gosh,
that's
when
a
I was
throwback.
Like, like
what
eighth
did
grade.
Do? What did you do in Birds of
Paradise?
I was in eighth grade. I was like in eighth grade.
Wow.
Because I remember introducing you when we'd bring you on. I would say she was on Birds of Paradise.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. At the time, obviously, it was big, right?
It's a huge show.
It was huge.
Yeah.
I was a dance captain of the cheerleading squad.
Is that what it was?
Assistant dance captain, not the captain.
Let's be clear, SAG.
Yes.
Okay, just for the residuals.
I was the cute, like, stormy character. Where I was, like, her friend, but then the mean girl. You know, I was, like, playing, like, in the middle.
The girl who played the lead, who played the romantic lead
Jennifer
to
Lev,
Seth,
yeah.
Jennifer
well,
Lev.
No, Jennifer Lev. Was Elsa... Forget her last name. She went to Punahou.
Okay.
She was a Japan
Jennifer
model.
Love Hewitt wasn't the...
She was a sister. She was the sister of Seth.
She auditioned for the cheerleading squad.
I remember my friend Maddie went out with Jennifer Love Hewitt after the thing was shot for a while.
Where? In Birds?
Here. Yeah, in Birds.
Well, that's controversial.
I know Maddie.
Maddie Liu. So this is where it's going to get crazy.
Uh-oh.
Because cut to Birds of Paradise is happening. What year is this? 96? 96?
No ways. Oh, wait, maybe.
96, 97.
Okay, then I was in eighth grade.
96, 97. So I'm on the set of... What is that show with Topanga? Is the name of the girl. What is it?
Boy Meets World.
Boy Meets World. I'm on the set of Boy Meets World. Will, whatever his name is. Friedel, or whatever his name is.
Okay.
A cute, dark-haired boy.
Okay.
Oh, you're from Hawaii. Yeah. My girlfriend's from Hawaii.
Oh,
oh really? Who's your girlfriend? Jennifer Love Hewitt. She's doing this show called Birds of... Birds of Paradise.
Oh.
Maddie.
Oh.
He was going out with Will Friedel at the time. Maddie Lou, what up? So now it all comes out. Jennifer Love Hewitt. What?
You Hollywood whores, you.
What?
Terrible.
We have to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. Wendy Kallio is hanging out
Maddie
with us. It's
Lou.
A Hawaii thing. We'll be right back.
Pacific Spray Wash is Oahu's number one trusted exterior cleaning service. We deliver a spotless job for all your pressure washing, roof cleaning, house washing, and solar panel cleaning. Bringing you what matters. Viewers can receive the Star Advertiser digital full access subscription for $9.95 per month. Go to staradvertiser.com and click on subscribe. Use the code AHIITHING.
Welcome back to It's a Hawaii Thing. You got Lanai, Brooke,
segment four?
Wendy Kallio is hanging out with us.
Yeah.
We're having a good time.
Ugh,
whenever you have a good time, it flies by.
Let's go.
Yeah. Who did you grow up listening to? Like, who did you, because you sang, at the thing, who did you like to listen to?
Okay, my mom was obsessed with Amy Grant.
Oh, really?
So El Shaddai is like engraved in my heart.
I can see that.
And then, you know, Whitney Houston.
Of course.
Come on, Whitney Houston.
How about locally? Any local artists?
You know, I worked with a couple of them. I love them. Why can't I remember their names?
Like, were you in the dance scene here locally? Like, did you like perform on like the Navitec and like do all of those kind of like?
You sang more, right?
We try to forget those things. Why are we bringing that up?
Those Lenny Cipriano days, backup singing.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with those.
Kimmy Balimero did all that.
I did backup sing for Glenn Medeiros.
That's
my boy.
That's her favorite. Yeah. We had Glenn on the show and she was fangirling. I was like,
dying.
Relax. Yeah, she's like getting all giddy.
Yeah.
We would sing Endless Love.
Him and Menudo.
The Hyatt.
Yeah. Endless Love. What a great... Yeah. Glenn's such a nice guy. Do you see him?
The best. I see him. Him and Tammy. Love them. I love them as a couple.
Cool couple.
And their kids are so talented.
Very talented.
Yeah.
We grew up in the best times, by the way.
I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, for sure.
Our era of here
the
in
music,
Hawaii was like...
Everything. Well, movies. We got the best movies.
Come on.
We got the best music.
But like, okay, so I'm teaching dance, right? And I throw on all the 90s jams. And the kids are loving it. Like
My
it's brand new music.
To it. So do you know what I'm doing now? I'm back on the radio.
The shackles are off.
I'm playing all our time. Playing all 80s and
90s. What are they calling it?
And we're
old school traffic jam or whatever.
So I'm on 2-7 now in Kumu, and we play all those songs.
Yeah.
So it's very nostalgic.
They say every 30, 40 years, things comes back. So
wait, so the new kids now are listening to,
and
they're like, wait,
they think it's so cool.
What
they
is
think
this?
It's new.
And like, I feel cool because I know it.
See, this makes sense because my son's listening to Jamiroquai now for some reason.
Oh, see, that's another one.
And he's like, Jamiroquai's the jam. Yeah. And I'm like, he was.
Yeah, let me show you all the words I know to this song.
He's like, I love Jamiroquai. I'm like, I didn't even know that cat was even around still, this
that's
guy.
That's so cool, though. You got to bring back like the local ones now. Like
New Generation,
Forte and Disguise.
Sweet Ukulele.
Well, there's
you
that. There's
oh
that.
Yes. Yeah. So, do you like the acting or the choreography stuff more? What's your deal now?
Depends on the day.
Yeah.
I'm a very moody. Hey, women are moody. Yeah. We just have moods.
We have things we got to get through, bro.
Yeah.
It's a tough time right now, guys.
Jeez, get over it.
No. There is no getting over it.
Trust me, I live in a house with girls.
No
so
getting
I know.
Over it. No.
Yeah. But do you still enjoy doing both?
I do enjoy doing both. I love working with kids.
They are the light of my life.
What's the youngest you work with?
I only work with little ones.
Oh, only little ones.
Teenagers are hard. Yeah.
But don't you have up until teenagers?
We do. We do. But I have other teachers for them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's like, I delegate.
Yeah, I do. I'm good at it.
They're easy to mold still.
Yes. Yeah. Like you really build, you're building the dancer you want for the rest of millennium.
So low-key, like, flex out all the ones that have come out of your dance, your school and your guys' thing, because Matt Sato, obviously, he's shouted everything out. Like, you guys have developed the next gen.
A lot, yeah.
Who's the next gen? Like an incubator. When you guys saw Matt, were you guys like, let's bag and tag that one. That one
needs a microchip. Cute kid. Yeah. Yes, he got the hoppa, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, he's cute, but I didn't know how passionate he was about what he was doing.
Right.
And so he was just doing it. And you know, I never want to push them to the point where they're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. So it's kind of like the school is like a bicycle. Like, you want to work, you want to get all the knowledge, and however far you want to take it, you take it.
Right.
That's awesome. But
so who are some of the ones that come out of it?
Wait, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. We got to end already.
Oh, really?
So you did such a good job today, Wendy. We're going to give you some parting gifts.
Shut it.
Yeah, because you had all the questions correct.
You don't,
yeah.
That's not like a Disney swag
you
bag.
You got all the questions correct.
We try.
So Brooke has something for you.
So we have some shirts from 80.
You got 20 seconds, Brooke.
I love pressure me.
20 seconds.
So 80Ts, we got that's you all
our,
these shirts.
That's our nice collab. Shirt right
good
there.
At printing.
Then we got, we have Mini Hoonie Max. This is their new collab. It's got all of the different
flavors.
You
guys so much for watching. It's a Hawaii thing. Wendy Kalio, congratulations
Thanks,
on all
Jimmy
your success.
And Chip Company.
I'm so proud of you. Aww. Everything that
this
you're doing
your
and for the community. Make sure you follow her on the social media. That's for your car, so traffic don't stink. We'll see you guys on the extended version of this show on YouTube. Till next time, ahui ho. Welcome back to the extended version of It's a Hawaii Thing on YouTube. If you get a chance, please hit the subscribe button and leave us a comment if you can. Wendy Kalio is hanging out with us today. And what do you miss when you are away? When you were away, I should say.
When I was away?
Like, what food is the thing
that
I got to come home and eat?
Tanioka.
Oh, yeah.
Poke.
Yeah.
You're a West Side girl, right?
Laverne's Catering.
Laverne's.
YPO. I live three streets from the studio.
Bougie.
I used to live in Waikiki.
Wait, where's the studio now?
YPO.
By where?
Oh, right behind Costco. It's like in a warehouse.
Oh,
we need
more
square footage.
Yeah, by Zippy's.
You guys are over there by Black Sheep Creamery.
Yeah.
You know, I lived there for a long time.
Holla.
At Black Sheep Creamery.
No, I wish. I
wish.
Explains
a lot. Yeah. Explains a lot, really.
What is Black Sheep Creamery?
Ice cream.
Oh, wow. I lived right there in that neighborhood.
Okay.
In front. Yeah.
It's perfect. A foodie and you don't know about Black Sheep ice cream?
What's no, I that? Don't.
You need to educate yourself, my man. That ice cream some...
Yeah.
Back me up.
It's pretty cool.
How long has it been there?
For Evs.
Oh, not for like a couple years. Kind of new.
I mean, the girl's like a graduate from La
like
Pietra.
100-year-old
circa,
hole
like,
in the walls.
We both have shoes older than this girl that owns it. But she's an adorable. She's been on my show, my Mono Rohini Hawaii show. She's a La Pietra graduate. But like her flavors are on point. Rich ice cream. Just she's the bomb.
You gotta check it out.
I was just telling somebody yesterday, we don't have a good creamery in town.
No,
they just closed Baskin and Robbins.
She's at H Mart. She's upstairs in H Mart.
Oh, is she? Should I H Mart? Oh, I do know where it is.
Yes.
I've been there.
Okay.
Yeah, right across the street here.
Yes, upstairs in the food court. It's that one ice cream place.
I went to the grand opening of the place and they were handing out stuff. I didn't even realize
that's
it
her.
Was
she
it.
Does. She does weddings. They do like tastings. She's wonderful.
And you know what's good is my husband and I, if we go to the grocery store and get like a whole quart, we'll eat the whole thing. So we purposely don't do that. We go to get ice cream.
Oh,
so
just
it's
a single
scoop.
So you don't eat the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah. But speaking of, we went to a same audition, the three of us. But it was you two and my three brothers.
For
and
what?
I think you guys got it. It was for the Travel Channel, and we traveled all over.
Oh, he's so
bitter. What was the name of it? I'm not bitter. What was the name? I
was bitter.
No, you know what I was happy about? They didn't bring in some other people
outside
from
people.
The mainland. They picked, you know. So what was the name of the show?
Island Explorer.
So it was supposed to be me and my two brothers, and we filmed this whole thing like 3 days.
Wait, was this with my girl?
Yeah, what's her name?
Don?
Nicole Solomon?
Nicole Solomon.
The loud Jewish
She was one of the
girls?
Producers of the show. Yeah.
Okay.
So Nicole is her friend.
Okay. So she was producing you guys, maybe not producing them.
No, no.
Well, oh, it was she, all the same crew.
She, we remember I called you and I said, hey, is this girl legit?
Yeah, blah, she called me because she needed a place to stay because you guys had all wrapped and she still wanted to hang out. So she came and stayed at my house. But
so we didn't know a lot about it. They just said it's for, I think it was a Travel Channel.
Right.
And she goes, we want to have a camera to see how you guys brothers
manned
with each other, blah, blah, blah. Oh. So they spent 3 days following us and we did all this stuff.
Cool.
And then we didn't hear from them for a month or so. So
and then you saw them on TV and you're like,
No. And then Nicole or somebody reached out to me and then I said, hey, who got the gig?
Yeah.
Are you guys doing the show? And then they said, you. I said, thank God.
So when you guys had to audition, did they just follow you guys around doing whatever you wanted or they scripted it?
No, Jeremy just went to Leonard's mall, saw us and did a little iPhone thing. And then he was like, this is my wife. And I was like, what's up? And that was it.
We had one interview.
Good for you.
Wow. That's how much mana was in that. Was in that.
Did you do a whole season?
We did four shows. So one episode per island.
Wow.
Yeah. And then
Travel Channel.
So they probably stopped. They were going to do more things like bring us to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And there was this one moment where they wanted us to walk through water, like still water. Mm. And, you know, I'm a local girl and I'm like, what's in that water? Yeah, it's not moving. I don't want to do it. Zika virus, whatever else. Pigs, urine, all the things. Yeah. And so I think because I was a little tough, they were like, okay, yeah, we're good. One season done.
No, that couldn't have been it.
Smart girl.
No, but I'm glad they chose you guys.
It was always fun.
Whenever you go to these auditions and then you go watch it later, you're like, geez, why did they bring this guy in? Why didn't they use some locals or something, you know? Especially for Hawaii.
Right.
And Jeremy is not local, but he is now.
Yeah,
he's adjacent. Local adjacent, we like to
kind
say.
Kind of injection.
Yeah. Okay. Are we on? Clearly we're on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because,
anything
you know,
on YouTube.
Hey, here we go. Yeah.
So is that the only thing you guys have done together, work-wise?
No. Sometimes we did Hawaii Five-O together. We got cast as a couple on that.
Oh, that's
really?
Cool.
Yes. And for like some Hawaiian Airlines photo shoot, we got cast as a couple. But both times we weren't a couple. Like they didn't cast us as a couple. We just ended up playing a couple.
Oh,
no.
Got it.
That's cool.
That's cool.
I think that's what they wanted for the show, though. They wanted a couple.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
They said there was another couple, three of your brothers. So.
I know, but I think they figured it out.
Were you guys
a
couple?
Actually, no, they put Malika in the mix, too. So it was three of us and Malika.
Okay, cool.
You know Malika Dudley?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was the four of us that were shooting. I forgot about that. All four of us were shooting.
Sorry, Malika, I completely forgot that you existed on the show.
No, and they probably went, none of these two work together. They don't work together. These two work together.
Maybe they wanted like marital fireworks. Who knows?
Maybe.
You never know what they want, do you?
No.
They don't know what they want. I've worked for Travel Channel. They don't even know what they want.
That's true.
They never do. Howard Lee. Boop, looking at you, Maryland.
And I think the other problem was we were correcting them on everything.
Because
they were trying to make it
Hawaiian.
You
know too much. Yeah.
Or like, oh, we want you guys to do this. I go, no, we wouldn't do that.
Right. That's like, not how
you know what I mean?
You don't want to be produced how we
are. No, they didn't like this.
Because it's strange.
Here's the thing.
Want people to tell
and a
you
lot
what
of different shows,
show?
A lot of different shows do this too. They want authentic and they put a pineapple drink in your hand.
Uh-huh. Totally.
And we're like, I don't drink out of a pineapple.
Weird.
You know what I mean?
Or
maybe in Waikiki at the bar. But they did a lot of those.
Well, they kept saying, we want you guys to be travel experts. I'm like, wrong people. We're not travel experts.
I live on an island and I'm alive. Does that make me an expert?
So you get what I'm saying.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's totally rough. Right. It's rough sometimes. Yeah.
Where did you live when you were in the mainland? Did you have to live in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a dancer, so all dancers moved to North Hollywood.
Yeah. Mm.
Then I met Jeremy, who is an actor who lives in West Hollywood.
Oh.
So
okay.
We kind of met in the middle and started to
and
live
he's
in Hollywood.
Married to her, so he's hetero. Just saying, because West Hollywood is Boys Town.
Yeah, they met at Jerry's Deli.
West Town,
we
wait,
met
West
in West
side.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
West
Jerry's side. Deli's right on the verge,
that's just the cusp.
Well, we did meet at a gay bar. And he took a month to convince me he wasn't gay.
Oh, really?
Okay.
That's a good catch,
safe.
Though. That's how you do it.
Safe
this
bet.
That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Safe bet.
He had a whole game. Like, go to the gay bar where the women aren't expecting to be
hit on. And just to be clear, when we grew up,
mm-hmm.
the dancers here in Hawaii,
yep.
A lot of them were gay, but you didn't know it.
Right. Yeah, right. A lot of them were maho.
Well, they didn't know yet.
Or they didn't
know. They didn't know yet.
That is true, yes. too. Those are facts as well.
They didn't
facts
know
as well.
Yet.
Yeah. Dated a couple of those.
Keyword. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens.
For a guy, it's good if it's a girl. And they go the other way.
Right. You know what I mean? I guess. If you're open.
Because then they come home with another girl and you go, oh, okay, this is cool. If a girl comes home with another guy, then you're
why?
Right?
Hawaii.
Too many.
See, only me and Jeremy can confess to this.
This is why.
Chemo's out of this conversation. No. Those two don't know. No. So, right, Jeremy?
Yeah.
We'd be excited.
Yeah. I don't know about this generation.
Fluid.
Different.
This generation is even better because they're greedy. You can bring home anything you want and everyone is accepted. Yeah. I always say that to my my bi friends. I say, you guys are greedy.
He owns Scarlet nightclub,
and they're like,
guys.
What do you mean we're greedy? I said, pick
owns
one.
Scarlet?
Guy or a girl?
Scarlet.
Pick a guy
Shut
or a girl.
It.
Yeah.
Of course you don't know that he has
I
Scarlet?
Do know.
We haven't seen each other. When
well,
did you guys get married?
Well, now I know. If
he's
I got
a
get
consigliere
in.
Of
Shut it.
I haven't seen
Scarlet.
You in 12 years.
I went there once.
No, 12 years. I haven't seen you in 12 years.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
she had
married
to pay
now,
to
so
get into Scarlet.
Just text me.
Of course.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Now you know.
Now I know. Don't I could have got the special room for my little bachelorette party.
Bachelorette party. You've been married for 12 years.
Not me, my friend.
She's throwing it for other people. She has a kind heart.
It's a great place for a bachelorette party, isn't it?
It was
it's
a little
the best
wild.
Place.
Although, like, monkeypox is going around. I was like, don't touch anybody.
Monkeypox? You mean COVID?
No, the monkeypox.
No, it's site-specific. It's site-specific.
Well,
okay.
you can't go there. Everyone's half naked.
Exactly.
All sweating
and getting
dancing.
All over each other.
That's why I'm out by 10. Yeah. By 10, when it starts getting a little crowded.
Is he, though?
I'm out. Yeah.
I need receipts.
Okay. Possible.
Yeah.
Well, Jeremy knows why I go there and hang out. Because there's the bachelorette parties.
Is it?
True.
At least Smart. Five a night.
Not because it's your business and you should be taking care of your business.
Go there during the day for that.
Okay.
Nighttime, there's no business going
Nothing?
On.
Nothing?
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Checking out the bachelorette parties.
Right. You took them home.
Did you guys meet at the Abbey?
Yes, we did.
Oh, look at that.
You took one stab at the biggest gay bar in West
It's the
Hollywood.
Only one I know.
Okay.
And it's on the...
Right on
Next
the corner.
Next by Jerry's Deli and Gay Lane, yeah.
It's Did perfect. You just say Gay Lane?
Yeah, I call that street Gay Lane.
Wow.
I didn't know
my friends call That's what my friends call it.
Yeah. It's a pronunciation thing, really.
It's
that's
WeHo.
That's what my friends call it. Like when I go to LA, they go, oh, so, and then you're going to take a lift over here, and then Santa Monica is Gay Lane. You're going to take Gay Lane. I'm like, okay. So that's what I know it as.
Weird. Because when you're looking at the signs, it doesn't.
All my Mahu friends say
Gay
Lane. Oh, okay.
No, but they have their own language sometimes, you know?
Of course. Yeah. So well, they were talking to a straight guy, so you know the reference.
I got to acknowledge that.
Yes.
Because to me, that's a happy lane.
Is it?
It's a happy lane
so
to be
happy.
In.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
LGBTQ +++, Disney +++. Yeah. So, who knows?
Are you still doing stuff with Disney, speaking of?
Disney? Nope.
No. Do they call you for anything?
No.
You don't want to.
I'm a normal person now.
What does that mean? You've always been a normal person.
I think you gotta, you know, I stopped pursuing things.
Oh.
Yeah. I just, after I was done with the Disney thing and I started my own business, like I said, I'm just so wrapped up in it.
Yeah.
I don't have time for anything else.
And Disney was like a whole.
It's a whole other thing.
It's a whole thing. There should be a book.
There are books.
She should write it, but
yeah,
not
you
now.
You should write a book.
But
have
at
you
some
thought
point,
about that?
I was thinking when I was like really old, maybe 80, living in a castle in Europe.
You don't want to live in a castle, by the way.
What?
I went on a castle tour.
Yeah.
I love castles.
Oh, castles are cold.
Okay.
Very
true.
Cold.
Okay.
All rock.
Okay.
Because it's cold, and if it's hot, it's very hot.
Okay.
And there's no toilets. There's no plumbing. So you have
true.
To stick your okole out this window into a garden that's on the bottom. There's
but
so many things.
You can get, you know,
indoor
Chip
plumbing.
And Joanna Gaines to
come
and like revamp
go.
The inside.
There we go.
Good
you
luck.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the other thing is at this age, you don't want to be cleaning shit. You know what I mean?
I mean,
you know, you just want to live in one room and dust.
Okay. I think if you have a castle,
but then eventually you have to clean your own stuff. Somebody has to clean it for you.
If you have a castle, you got people.
Just,
so
it's just a castle.
Assuming people is what happens. Yes. Yeah.
You want to live in a nice 3-bedroom plantation home?
Nope. She wants the castle. She gets a castle. She's allowed to have like a castle.
You want to live in a castle?
That's a castle.
Happy wife.
Hey, hey now. Hey
big
now.
Fur coats.
And then you can write the book in the castle and burn it.
Hey, do you guys watch Viking?
Huh?
Did you watch Viking?
No, but I watched Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, yes.
I watched the, what's the recent one with the girls and the dragon?
Dragon. That one. Oh, I just watched all the Viking ones, and I was watching it thinking, okay, so they live in like 20 degree weather, and they all wear fur and whatever.
I love the fur.
No one takes a shower. Unless, unless you're like high up, and they take a thing in a barrel, and they get out of it, and then they take a bath in the same barrel.
Ooh.
Like continuously.
Nah.
So I couldn't live in that time period.
I don't think
that
you could either. No. I don't think you could either.
No, I'm OCD, so you know. Local boys shower 3 times a day.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
can't
a lot.
Do it.
That's not good for your
skin. Oh, it's very good.
He's
for
sponsored
me.
By the Board of Water Supply. It's not a lot of like, you
but
know.
One of those showers
of the
is on the lawn with the hose, so I'm watering the grass at the same time.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry
good
Santos.
Job. Not a lot of malamaing of the aina there.
Anyway,
but
they're telling us we have to go
already. Okay, fine. I'm
really 3 showers?
Sometimes if it's hot,
if it's hot.
Two for sure when I wake up and before I go to bed. But the wake up one is usually a cold shower.
Okay.
2-3 minutes.
Ooh, you do cold showers?
And then, because when you get my age, you need to circulate your blood a little more.
What is that age? Let's be clear.
68. Right. 68 is a tough age.
It's 68. Yeah.
You're 68?
68
for you.
Filipino, 68? Or
doing good.
Yeah. As soon as I'm 70, it's going all downhill.
Is
just
it?
Wrinkled, falling apart, no sex anymore.
He's
I'll
really,
be dead.
He's you're 53. You're 53.
By the way, they're
he's
saying.
53?
He's 53. Because I'm 51.
Because if he was 17 when I was
like the math is not computing.
Boy, I can't believe you don't even know how old I am.
I don't know.
Well, because you hit a wall, no offense, but like you stayed the same, like a Nosferatu. Like
he
you
did.
Yeah, like you
what
looked
do you mean?
The same.
What is Nosferatu?
Like 30, like 30.
You looked 30 at
forever.
17 probably.
I love
and
you
then
guys.
Stayed there.
I love
in
both
your
of
Cavaricci's.
How can you be nice right now?
And your it's not nice if you listen. Like you looked old at 17 and then just stayed there.
Oh, I stayed
kind of nice, kind of not nice.
I just get it.
Yeah. And then, you know, your
kinda
clothes
like,
changed,
kinda
but
like
your
our,
face stayed the
kind of like our 1997 Miss Universe.
Aww.
Yeah.
I know, her too.
Yeah.
Doesn't crack.
Yeah.
Boop.
Well, you guys are Asian blood, that's why.
You know.
I think that's what it is. We have
I don't
Asian
know.
Blood.
It's a lot
living.
Of work.
Dude, you think about this,
prayer.
Jeremy. You're going to be, how old are you?
I am 47.
47. So when you're 60, you're going to look 90 because you're white, and she's still going to look the same. You scored. So you actually scored.
Yeah. Well.
And everyone's going to be mad because they're going to call you. Is that your grandpa?
Oh, when we first met, somebody said, is that your dad?
Oh.
Really?
Wow.
Little kids.
That's
so
rough.
Punch
that's
right
gotta be
face.
Harsh.
Oh boy! Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah,
it's nice to see you.
Make sure you hang this in Waipio.
Yeah,
I will.
Right by the front door.
Okay.
Or in the bathroom. People have been hanging in the bathroom.
She has a card.
Let me see.
Okay.
Well, you got a couple
Disney
of them.
Disney money goes.
This one is
bar.
Coconut.
I'll put it in the bathroom.
This one is coconut scent.
So like, if they can be, is that your dad?
If they ask you that, tell them that's BJ Penn.
That's a
Wendy Collio, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you follow her. Are you on Instagram?
Wendy Collio. Yeah.
Wendy Collio and all the other platforms. We're so proud of you. Thanks
for
coming
thanks
by.
For coming on.
Thank you guys for watching.
Thanks,
please
guys.
Subscribe to the channel. Hit the little bell. We'll let you know when the next new show comes out. It's a
Maddie
Hawaii
Lou.
Thing. We'll see you next time. It's a